Maria Parker and Kelly Richard are focusing on the legal bond they're now able to create through the domestic registry. The Madison couple is eager for the chance to formalize a relationship that began 11 years ago. In the back of Parker's mind, though, is a lawsuit challenging the existence of the registry.
I think anybody would be not telling the truth if they said they weren't worried about it. I have faith, though, that the courts will hear the case and come to a reasonable judgment.
The state Supreme Court has not decided whether it will accept the case brought by Wisconsin Family Action. Julaine Appling is president. Her group contends the domestic partnerships legally recognized in the registry are akin to marriage and provide benefits that to this point have been reserved for married couples.
We believe it's important that someone step up and defend the Constitution of our state, the will of the people who voted on that amendment in November of 2006, as well as the very institution of marriage.
In 2006, nearly 60% of voters approved an amendment defining marriage as the union between one man and one woman. The constitutional change also prohibited Wisconsin from recognizing relationships substantially similar.
It is unprecedented nationally to have an amendment of the nature that we have and have something coming in that looks like marriage.
If necessary, state officials are prepared to defend the registry created through the most recent budget process. Health Secretary Karen Timberlake says they'll cross that bridge when they come to it.
Well, obviously, we're very confident of our ability to prevail in that lawsuit, and what's important to us right now is that we get this program off the ground and implemented.
Same-sex couples will be able to sign up in the county where they live. The fee will be the same as it is for a marriage license, but will vary according to location. Some municipalities already have domestic partnership registries. Parker and her partner are on Dane County's list.
But that, to us, was more of just a paper thing. For us, it didn't really give us any rights. We had our name on a list, and should future rights become available, we would already be on the list.
Those who are on Dane County's domestic partnership list or the one in the city of Milwaukee will have to reapply to be on the state list of domestic partners. Parker calls the registry a step in the right direction, though it's not marriage.
Change happens a little bit at a time. It doesn't happen, boom, overnight. It is those single steps, and we've seen that all through history where a couple of people or a small group start something and it grows and grows, and then over time it becomes just commonplace and people don't question it. Hopefully someday we'll get to that point.
Wisconsin is the first Midwestern state to extend legal protections for same-sex couples and the first nationwide to start a domestic partnership registry after a constitutional ban on same-sex marriage and civil unions. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.